Hare Krishna. Question: how could a Brahmana be so illiterate in Sanskrit as to not be able to read even the Bhagavad Gita properly? Aren't Brahmanas meant to be scholarly? Answer: yes, Brahmanas are meant to be scholarly, but then even among Brahmanas, there are multiple levels. We see that in the Sakshi Gopal story, even then there were two Brahmanas together, but one Brahmana was considered to be of a high caste Brahman family, another of a high level Brahman family, other is of a low dynasty Brahman family. And that's why even within those Brahmanas, marriage was considered so improbable that the higher caste families, higher caste Brahmanas family members were saying that we'll commit suicide if you get our daughter married to this man. So although the other man was a Brahmana only. Similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to North India, at that time there was Anodya Brahmana, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, I'll provide you food and then you can cook for yourself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, if Madhavendra Puri has eaten at your house, then I will definitely eat. That means that the point was that normally Sanodhya Brahmins were not considered to be very high level Brahmins, and that's why their eating at their house was not considered appropriate for sannyasis. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made an exception because Madhavendra Puri had eaten there earlier. So the point is that not all Brahmanas are created equal. You see that over a period of time, even among Brahmanas, there was stratification that happened. And sometimes some Brahmanas were born in poor families. And studying Sanskrit, learning scripture, that requires facilities, that requires coaching, training. And not all Brahmanas would get that. So sometimes some Brahmanas would not get that facility, then they might not be very learned. So the point of every story has a particular point. And the point of the story is significant that there was a person who was relatively illiterate and there were others who were very literate. But those very literate people, even they did not relish the import of the Bhagavad Gita, which is the Bhakta Vatsalya of Krishna. And this South Indian Brahmana, whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met in Srirangapuri, who apparently could not read Sanskrit properly, he was exhibiting tears of love. And that's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated him as a true scholar of the Gita. So the point of the story is to give an extreme example to illustrate that even a Brahmana who is expected to be literate in Sanskrit, even if that Brahmana has such a basic disqualification of not being literate in Sanskrit, but if he has the essential qualification of having bhakti, then he is perfect. Whereas those who have Sanskrit learning but laugh at bhakti and do not appreciate bhakti, their learning is incomplete and inadequate. That is, every pastime has a particular lesson and we should focus on that. Thank you. Hare Krishna.